This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis wants Congress to suspend the federal gas tax for the rest of the year. It's about 18 cents per gallon. The Russian invasion of Ukraine, inflation, and supply shortages pushed prices to nearly $4 a gallon in Colorado. A gas tax holiday bill is before Congress, which faces opposition from Republicans and Democrats. The Colorado Supreme Court says two Denver police officers violated a man's Fourth Amendment rights when they boxed in his car. The court ruled the search and seizure of Alexander Brown's car was wrong because officers had no reasonable cause to prevent him from leaving a parking lot. The authors of two recent studies interviewed Colorado families that have students with disabilities to find out why they feel unwelcomed in charter schools.
Sometimes parents heard stories from other parents, and sometimes it was district officials steering them away, but sometimes it was what charter schools told them, that their children, quote, don't fit the charter school's model. One parent was told, quote, you need to understand this is not a place for this child. You need to get them out of this school.
CPR's Jenny Brundine. State Attorney General Phil Weiser wants the Federal Transportation Department to investigate Denver-based Frontier Airlines and its proposed merger with Spirit. He says Frontier engaged in poor customer service during the pandemic. Tonight, a chance of snow showers across Colorado, lows 10 to 15 degrees for the Front Range and the mountains, and it will get down to 25 on the western slope. This is CPR News.